Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for the Laporte Report is provided by DSL Extreme at dslextreme.com. Hi, this is Leo, and this is the Laporte Report for Friday the 13th, October 13th, 2006. This is my regular appearance with Bill Handel on KFI AM 640 in Los Angeles. Bill's celebrating the anniversary of his show at the Morongo Resort today, so he's on the phone. I'm in the studio, a little bit of a switch. We talk about the Google YouTube acquisition. Enjoy.
Five-page, single-spaced question. Is Leo there? No. A five-page, single-spaced question from a couple in Finland who wants to know about surrogate parenting. Oh, Leo is there. I'll finish the story later.
But now I want to hear the story.
Hi. So anyway, let me finish the story. So if five pages of questions, and at the end they say, can you help us? And I answer, no. And I send it. Not a dear, not a period after the no. Karen looked at me and said, why didn't you say, but we can in certain ways? They didn't ask me that. Computer was gone that day. All right, now, Leo Laporte.
I wish I had your discipline. I'd like to answer a few letters like that myself.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about the Google and YouTube.
No.
Two big questions. Number one,
yes.
$1.65 billion. Do they overpay for that?
Hideously, but it could be valuable. I mean, the real issue is, are they going to be able to keep YouTube the way it is? There are so many lawsuits. YouTube's made some deals with the record companies to eliminate some of them. That was kind of a prerequisite for the purchase. But it's still an issue. In fact, YouTube's going to install some stuff that will prevent copyright infringement. And the real issue is, will you go to YouTube if the stuff you're looking for is not there? I think the kids and everybody who goes to YouTube goes there because they know they'll find it there. But the minute...
Right. By the way, every garage band can copyright a song.
Right.
So that doesn't stop, you know, you go on YouTube, you know, not that there aren't sleazeball lawyers out there, but you know that some lawyer's going to start a class action suit on behalf of all the copyrighted material that's on YouTube.
Well, what they've done is they've put in this technology that allows any copyright holder to instantly find their stuff and push a button, and YouTube takes it down immediately. So that will respond to those lawsuits. You know, and they make it very easy to remove the copyrighted stuff. The question is,
anybody remove it then?
Anybody who owns the copyright, yeah.
How do they do that?
They have software that will actually look inside the file and see if there's copyright information there.
I get that, but I have a question. What if I want to remove a competitor's song and I don't own the copyright?
Well, obviously you'll have to prove you own the copyright, so I'm not sure how they validate that, but there'll be some sort of system. This is actually a kind of a standing system on a lot of these sites now. They have to do this. And what they're hoping is to make deals with the record companies so that they pay the artist when the stuff gets played. And five companies have gone along with this. That may save YouTube, but if they can't make those deals, there's no YouTube.
And by the way, the other question is, remember when Fox or Rupert Murdoch bought MySpace for $680 million? Everybody thought he was out of his mind. The lawsuits now are they paid so little for it, there's a ripoff.
Yeah, is YouTube worth three times more than MySpace was? I don't think so. It's a big gamble for Google's point of view. I think MySpace was a good deal, but it's hard to make money on MySpace because advertisers don't know what they're buying. They could be on a nasty page and be very sorry they're there.
All right, Leo, tomorrow morning you'll be here, 11 o'clock?
Yes, we will.
And right after the Handel show. So we'll be talking tomorrow morning. I'll talk to you from Morongo. Take care.
All right, take care. Have fun,
Leo
Bill.
Leo Laporte, 11 to 2 o'clock Saturday and Sunday.